In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, before you, here in the sanctuary, lies an old familiar sight for this time of year. In the last 3 weeks, we have seen the altar gradually stripped bare, and now there are no more relics, there are no more flowers. In many churches around this time of year, even the elegant rugs of the sanctuary would be removed, revealing severe slabs of white stone. Our glorious organ has been largely laid to rest until Easter Sunday, with few exceptions. And at that time, our prayers rise up to God in an austere silence. And at the family table, our meals are reduced to more simple fare, and weekly fasting and abstinence perhaps test the limits of our bodily endurance, our empty stomachs offering up their own utterings of praise to the Creator. This is a season which brings to the forefront the need to cut out the superfluous, the unhelpful, that which is purely extra, and a refocusing on the essential of our Christian vocation, taking up our cross and following after our Lord courageously. It could be said that the season of Lent is characterized by the virtue of holy simplicity. In order to better appreciate this, it would be beneficial to meditate a moment on the words of our Lord from Ash Wednesday, the veritable beginning of this holy season. These words come from his famed Sermon on the Mount. The divine master tells those assembled before him, "Take heed that you do not your justice before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise you shall not have a reward of your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when thou dost an alms deed, sound not a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored by men." Now, I doubt that anyone in this room has ever actually blown a trumpet before them after they have handed out perhaps a meal or some amount of money to someone in the street or visited a sick person in the hospital. But our Lord's words must still cut many of us to the heart. How often do we find it irresistible to bring up in conversation some good act we've performed or some virtue which we may genuinely possess, but the merit of which we squander by bringing others' attention to the fact? Our Lord tells the crowds again, "And when you fast, be not as the hypocrites, sad, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not to men to fast, but to thy Father who is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret will repay thee." How beautiful to God is hidden virtue, that which we shield from the eyes of men and save for God's sight alone. We hear in these readings more than once our Lord comparing what he expects of his followers to the conduct of the Pharisees, whom he calls the hypocrites. The term hypocrite is derived from a Greek word which means stage actor. It is someone who says something or acts in a way opposed to their true motivation, their true beliefs, because of some perceived good to be obtained or some evil to be avoided by doing so. So what characterizes a hypocrite is dishonesty. Our Lord spoke with justified contempt for a large number of the Pharisees of his day, for many of them indeed were hypocrites who affected an exterior piety, which appeared virtuous, but which was actually gauged to win human respect. As you may have noticed, however, these days, the term Pharisee has become just another word often bandied about by careless minds as a sort of bludgeon for their opponents. Perhaps you've been on the receiving end of this tactic. It is most often used to discredit as hard-hearted those who, for example, hold the sacred liturgy in reverence and who refuse to accept that it is ours to mold according to modern tastes, or those who would dare to assert the timeless and absolute nature of the moral and dogmatic truths taught by Jesus Christ. For example, the reality and the eternity of hell, and the fact that we all run the danger of falling into it. Nothing is so opposed to hypocrisy as holy simplicity. In a word, holy simplicity helps us, as our Lord put it, to let our yes be yes and our no be no. Simplicity does not oblige us to always and everywhere offer our opinion, especially if we perceive that it would serve no purpose to do so, or if it would needlessly offend charity to our neighbor. But it does prevent us from trying to appear to be something we are not. Holy simplicity helps us as well to shun false humility, as with, for example, those who are in the habit of constantly making self-deprecating remarks. Let us rather try to just speak less about ourselves. In the doctrine of St. Francis de Sales, we see that simplicity is like a refinement of the virtue of charity, purifying all our thoughts, words, and actions to bring them fully in line with the pure love of God. This soul, the simple soul, has but one desire, to be a good child of the Heavenly Father. Such a soul is free from anxieties, save the care of maintaining this confidence in God. This soul thinks nothing of the virtue it does not possess, but which it has no need to possess. For all are not called to be magnanimous, to do things which are good and which at the same time appear as great and grand before men. All are not called to this, and all are not called to risk life and limb with soldierly courage. But all are called to be humble, to be obedient. The simple soul, therefore, wastes no time searching out occasions to practice the virtues, but makes good use of these opportunities when the Lord presents them. This virtue, furthermore, prevents us from useless concerns about the business of our neighbor, content that God will see to their needs and correct their course if necessary. And if the words of the simple soul are misconstrued or misunderstood and taken poorly by others, the simple soul is not troubled, but accepts misunderstanding and even scorn with a calm heart, and a calm demeanor. It knows that going over again and again words already spoken and searching out any possible defects in them would only be an indulgence of self-love and a waste of time. This soul is content rather to leave the results of its words and its actions to divine providence and then think no more on them. So during this holy season of Lent, let us ask the good Lord to help us become simple in his eyes. He has himself has commanded us to do so, telling us to be simple as doves. Indeed, he establishes this virtue as a condition of our salvation when he tells us, "Unless you become simple as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of my Father." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.